Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And our radio show is on resonating or focusing on what's wrong versus focusing on what's right. And so sometimes one's appropriate, sometimes another is appropriate. So basically it's about finding the healing or the raising of consciousness that you need. So that's our intention for today's show. But before we get started, let me tell you about a few things happening at the school here. First of all, we have the summer intensive actually starting tomorrow, in case you're around, or you could still make it even if you're not around. And that's 2 weeks here in San Francisco. It's every day from 10 to 9:30, and people get really transformed. We go into deep, you go deep and you don't come back. And that's starting tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We're just getting ready for it. And also, that's the first half of the certificate program, where you can take the rest online. So you can do the whole certificate program online. You can actually start on Tuesday, or you could start in about a week after that as well. Let's see, what would be the date? Oh, I don't have it up here exactly. I think it would be August 11th would be the next start time after, August 12th after Monday. I'm sorry, Tuesday after the 5th, August 5th or the 12th. And that's the certificate or the associate degree online. We also have that whole program here at the Institute starting September 3rd. And that's 3.5 months at the Institute. And if you pay in full by by Monday, you can get $300 off on that. That's the certificate program, and that goes right into the degree program if you want to continue. And the degree program is 1.25 years. Generally, that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday nights, and some weekends, like once a month or so we'll do weekends. The online program is Tuesday and Thursday nights, and Saturday mornings. You can also watch the classes online by video. Watch the videos to check it out if you can't make the classes live for the online classes. We also have the audio production program starting September 3rd here at the Institute, where you learn about running Pro Tools or any other digital audio workstation and how to make recordings that will change people's lives, recordings that are affecting people more deeply, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. You can also do that program online starting a week from Tuesday. That's August, August 13th. So we've got that online as well. We also have a concert coming up here August 16th, Saturday, August 16th at the Institute with Karma Moffat. It's a Tibetan bell concert. He's got about 60 Tibetan bowls and bells and whistles and every type of little sound maker you can imagine, and it's really powerful. You go from the lowest to the highest frequencies with all these natural instruments, and it's really, really effective. It's only $20 on Saturday, August 16th at 7 o'clock. The couple of days later, actually one day later, on Sunday, that's Friday, August 16th, that the Tibetan Bell concert is. Not Saturday, Friday, August 16th. On Sunday, August 18th, we've got the open house, and that's 1 to 6, where we go through how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we do a lot of meditations. We put people on sound tables, vibrate them into bliss. And it's a really transformative workshop. Even if you're not interested in classes, you can show up and just really have a great time. We still have some openings for a retreat in Mount Shasta on Sunday, August 31st and September 1st. It's $145. There's one room we have still available, although there's still camping and room on the floor, and there's hotels nearby. So if you're interested, you can call us at 415-777-2486 or email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com. And all of this can be found on our website at soundhealingcenter.com. We're also still doing treatments at the Institute, or you can do treatments online. We can find your soul frequency. We can do voice analysis. Emmanuel, who has worked on 60 people, and they report that only 5 of them still have cancer. He's doing voice healing on the phone, and it's only $108 to do that voice healing with Emmanuel. I just got a treatment from him today. It's amazing what he does. It's the most powerful voice healer I've ever heard. And so we do also other treatments where we can help with ADD. We'll do a test to find what frequency of beta or alpha you need for ADD, and that can be done online or at the Institute. Also, we do have my book is out, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, and you can find that at CompleteGuideToSoundHealing.com. It goes into how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And, of course, our store is happening now. We've got Tibetan bowls, alchemical bowls, crystal bowls, tuning forks, tingshas, hand drums, gongs, rattles, sound tables, voice analysis equipment, and frequency transmission devices, any and everything you can imagine to transform your whole life or just get really happy. So, it's interesting. In all healing, whether it's even the medical field, energy healing, or sound healing, there's really 2 avenues that you can go. One is focus on what is wrong, and then try and either break up or transform what is wrong, or don't even focus on what's wrong at all. Simply resonate what is not right. And often when you resonate what is right and you go into higher states of consciousness or higher states of bliss, what is wrong just falls away on its own. It's interesting. You know, the medical field is often focused on what is wrong. I mean, totally. I mean, you'd never go into a doctor and say, can you resonate me more into love and light? Can you open my heart more? Can you really get me into a state of bliss? Now, there's some alternative therapies that are being used in hospitals that do that. I mean, there's a whole thing where Dr. Oz just interviewed a doctor on his show. I'm blanking on his name. But there was all about using, you know, Tibetan bowls to really get people into a state of bliss. And that helps with cancer as well. So there are a lot of alternative therapies that are in the alternative therapy departments of hospitals. And that's cool. It's like even our instructor, Silvina, works at the hospital here in San Francisco, San Francisco General. And she goes in every week and resonates them into bliss. So we're making some headway, but a real doctor is not going to say, oh, you know, let's just get you into a state of oneness and not worry about this cancer. Imagine, wouldn't that be bizarre? Wouldn't that be quite amazing? You know, I mean, chemo is the extreme case. Not only are we going to kill, but who cares if there are side casualties? You know, who cares if we destroy half of the other cells in the body? At least we got rid of it. Maybe 1 in 30 people, it actually helps. I mean, it's crazy. However, there are some aspects where kill does seem to work. And the main aspect is getting rid of gallstones and getting rid of kidney stones. The basic idea is you focus the sound right on the frequency of the kidney or gallstones, and you turn the volume up so much that they vibrate so intensely, they explode and then break up, and then you get rid of them. And that's very cool. And this last week, someone sent me a video on YouTube that is now, they're now using sound to get rid of tumors. If you do a search for the operating room of the future on YouTube, the operating room of the future, you'll find it. It's, let's see, what's the name of the company? Oh, I don't have it up anymore. But it's operating room of the future. They have very detailed technologies. They have to use real-time fMRI, but they've got it now where you can focus sound on a tumor and get rid of it. But it's the cool thing about it is it's outpatient, or it's like outpatient surgery. It's like you go in and you can get brain surgery, and then 2 hours later be driving home. You can. They're already using it to get rid of fibroids, and they're working on breast cancer, and it's all like it does nothing to anything else in the body, no side effects, and within a couple hours you're headed home. It's amazing. I mean, totally amazing. I mean, it's really so incredible, you know. And I guess the good news is you still have to use real-time fMRI, which is quite expensive. So it's expensive enough that the medical field won't put a kibosh on it. Because if, you know, I know quite a few people in this field that have cures for cancer, but it's so cheap that no one is going to really talk about it, because you can easily be wiped out. You can't wipe out a $1 trillion cancer industry. No. Seriously, can't wipe it out. No. It's really such a shame. But this is still way better because there's no side effects. The problem in the past, and the reason they haven't done this before, is when you transmit sound into the body, you're going through multiple densities. You have to go through the skin. You have to go through maybe some bones, especially if you're going into doing brain surgery. You have to go through the skull. And so there's different densities, and sound waves go at different speeds and different densities. And to get it focused was like practically impossible. And now they've figured out how to do it, to get very specific, even though there are different densities. And I guess having the real-time fMRI helps, because you can then see precisely what you're doing as you're doing it. I mean, this is major, 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 major. It's a much better way of a much better way of kill, 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 kill. But it's still kill, 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 kill. I mean, it doesn't resolve the issue that caused the cancer in the first place. You're losing your opportunity. Maybe not. Maybe it will wake you up enough, you know, getting the cancer. But often it could bypass your opportunity to learn the lesson that the cancer is giving you. But if I had cancer, I would be, you know, I would pull out the big guns, the big sound guns. We even have a CD that we sell. I don't advertise it on the web, but it's a CD, and we have photographs of cancer cells being exploded by the frequencies in this CD. Very effective. And Emmanuel, as I mentioned before, Emmanuel is doing treatments on people left and right, getting rid of tumors. I mean, it's amazing. You know, there's so many alternative therapies out there. There was just a thing by Dr. Mercola, email that he just sent out yesterday, about how dangerous it is to be curing cancer alternatively. Really dangerous. It's just crazy, isn't it? Just crazy. crazy. Just crazy. It's sad. It makes you sad. So that's still in the ultimate, at the last resort, kill, kill, kill is not necessarily so bad. So you don't die, 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 right? Now, I've got a CD here. Might be a good time to play it, or a song, that is. And the song is called Energetic Detox. So this is really not necessarily about killing. It's about really detoxing the system to really transform the system, to get rid of the frequencies in the system that are getting in the way of the natural flow in our body and in our system. So let's listen to Energetic Detox. And if you have anything you want to if you have anything you want to let go of, whether it's physically, whether it's God, whether it's GMOs or pesticides or anything emotionally as well, this is a really good song. By the way, that song is on the Nutri-Energetic CD called Body Field Sound Healing. You know, it's interesting. Some people say if you kill anything in the body, even a cancer cell, you're creating karma. You know, it's often better to transform the cells, to latch on to the frequency or harmonic structure of the cell, match it, that is, and simply slowly transform it into something benign, something different, something that is not harmful. David Wilcock showed this research project that is actually a scientific research project where they put a laser through a frog egg into a salamander egg, and the salamander egg then transformed into a frog egg. It changed from a salamander egg to a frog egg. That's transformation. Also, Anita Morjani, who's now touring with Wayne Dyer, she had fourth stage cancer. It was metastasized through her whole body, and she died and went into a near-death experience, went into the light, and came back. And within a month, all of her cancer was completely gone. Spirit or source simply transformed those cells into something benign. So it's interesting to, and that's not really destroying the cells. You know, she just, because she let go of all fear, especially fear of what other people think, the cells simply transformed on their own. It's like source resonates the divine template of perfection, which a lot of people say is in the fifth aura, our cateric template, etheric template aura, which is our fifth aura. It actually has the divine template of perfection for every organ. So it's just a matter of transforming those cells back into perfection or into something that's benign. That's really cool, because then there wouldn't be any karma, no destruction, just simply latching on and doing a transformation, no loss of energy. Now, I've got a, this is actually not a song, this is just frequencies from, they are cymatics frequencies that we sell that you can actually put on the body with headphones or computer speakers, external computer speakers. So these are frequencies that were researched by the Germans for, some of the frequencies are for resonating what's right and some are for breaking up. But this one is called cell regeneration. So this would be based around transformation of the cell, regeneration of the cell. So it's only about 2 minutes, and again, it's not music, it's just frequencies. So you could put your speakers of whatever you're listening to on any cells that are having a hard time if you want to regenerate them, or just, you know, just focus your own intention of that sound going to any cells that need it. Okay, so this is just frequencies. This is cell regeneration. Thank you. think that you can just transform things. You know, it's really, really a nice way to go. You're still focusing on what is wrong, though, when you do that. You're focusing on what is wrong. And a lot of people in the field are now doing a new paradigm of focusing on what is right. So instead of even going to what is wrong at all, you can just focus on what's right. Oh, one more thing before we continue with this. You can also focus on what's wrong and bring love or higher energies. Instead of doing the transformation, well, technically, I guess you're still doing transformation, but you don't latch on to its frequency. You don't match it. You just simply bring love to it. You bring light to it. You bring a frequency of just higher energies to it so that it can transform on its own. That's another way to do it as well. And that's actually very common. I mean, a lot of energy healers do that, where they simply bring love. I think, you know, love is really, I mean, really one of the most powerful healing energies there is. Although a lot of people say that one of the best things you can do for healing is to resonate the template of perfection. And that could be just a matter of resonating healing energy yourself. Just while you're working on someone, resonating your own energy of love and light or template of perfection or higher energies. There's a lot of energies you can resonate here. You can resonate compassion, which is generally a consistent vowel sound. Like if I were to do compassion, I would do. You can even just do something as simple as gratitude. You know, resonate the energy of gratitude. It's also really cool if you can get the person that's doing, getting the healing to help. To actually make the sound as well. So here would be the sound of gratitude. Or you could do something like joy. I mean, goodness, joy is like even a higher frequency that seems like even higher and deeper than love almost. Joy is amazingly powerful. If you can do joy, it's amazing what that can do. Joy is like unbelievably contagious. But love is, again, love is just amazing. If you can go to the energy of love and just transmit love, you can do this for your own body too. If you have any aches or pains, or you have anything that's bothering you emotionally, you can simply send love to it. And it's really simple. Just bring love into your heart. Access love as best you can. Just bring it into your heart. And then send the energy of love. It's nice if you can actually tune in and find the sound that matches that love, but it's not critical. Just make a sound and set your intention to send love on that sound to wherever it's needed, whether it's your body, your emotions, or somebody you're working on. So right now, tune in to love and just send it to whatever part of your system needs it. I'll send it to my intestines now. But you can also, of course, just like we're talking about, Don't even focus on anything that's wrong in your body. Just resonate love completely in your system. Or bring love in. Or just, as Don would say, we are love. Every cell in our body is love. You don't need to bring it in. Just actually resonate it, okay? So just resonate love. Don't even think about what's wrong. Just focus on the energy of love and make the sound of it now. Like I've talked about in many other radio shows here, imagine, you know, they say there are 3 million Lemurians underneath Mount Shasta and Talos, living in love and light all the time, right? So imagine if you're in a room of 3 million people in love and light all the time, how long would it be before you were in love and light all the time? A lot of people say, poof. Just poof, poof, you're there, and you never come back. It's interesting. If you could just resonate love and light all the time, what's there to work on? I mean, it's almost resonating negative energy to focus on what's wrong. Just resonate love and light. Now, it's interesting because there are some people, a lot of people, even in our instructors, that have very strong opinions about this one way or the other. Some people say, oh, no, you got to focus on the shadow side and really work through the shadow side so you can enjoy more joy and love. Then there's other people that say, just resonate love. Just skip the shadow side. Although there are people that are skipping the shadow side and they're resonating love, and then they abuse other people on the side or with their communication. So you got to watch that. Shadow side can bite you in the booty, right? Now, but if you resonate love all the time in every word you speak, you know, it's like you never have to come back. And then it's like pains just go away on their own. The cancer just drops out of your body. It's like that's exactly what Anita Morjani did. She just went into a state of no fear, resonating love, and all the cancer just went away. It's amazing to think of that. It's like, you know, there's so much focus on what's wrong. It's like, oh, there was this interesting, it's a little out there, but it's cool. There's this interesting thing from Tiburon, who channels Metatron, and he was saying that that all of the stuff that's going on the planet with the global warming is actually really healing for the planet. I mean, he said, first of all, the glaciers melting is actually bringing really pure, unadulterated water back into the ocean that is cleansing the ocean. And he said that even the hurricanes that are happening because of the global warming, first of all, he says global warming is not because of us. It's actually the core of the Earth is spinning in the opposite direction as the Earth, which it does sometimes, and it's just heating up the Earth. Also, these other frequencies are coming in from the cosmos that are heating up the core of the Earth as well. So the hurricanes that are happening, says when people pray for the hurricane to not come ashore, he said by focusing that energy of fear on the hurricanes, it draws them ashore. So similarly, that's a funny word for me to say, it's when you focus on what's wrong in the body, there's a certain part of you that is resonating the energy of what's wrong. There could even be the other part of you that's resonating, a bit of subconscious fear around that act, that part of you that's what's wrong. Whereas if you simply focus on what's right, then it's all love. Now, it's cool. What's cool is to, as I just mentioned, as we just did, is to focus on what's right and bring that to that area of the body. But, you know, if you just go into a complete state of bliss, your immune system starts partying. I mean, your immune system is happy. Your whole system is happy. Your immune system goes to work. We've got natural healing capacity in our system. We've got white blood cells that are eating cancer all day long. I mean, we have cancer every day, and the white blood cells just eat it up, you know, or whatever else eats it up, right? The natural healing response naturally happens when we're in a state of bliss or peace. Now, you can use gratitude, compassion, love, joy, or the ultimate is oneness, where you go into a state of oneness and really just resonate total oneness. The cool thing about oneness is you get the side benefit of universal love. Everybody reports when you're in a state of oneness with everything in the universe, it is just completely filled with universal love. If you go on YouTube and listen or watch all of the videos on people that have had near-death experiences, almost every one of them says, oh yeah, I was in a state of oneness, and just indescribable. I mean, you can't even bring words to how much love I felt. Right. So that's there's nothing better. And that's, again, that's what Anita did. Just went into a state of oneness with the universe where love was rampant. Right? Now, let's go into this state now. This song, Unconditional Love, that I want to play now, is really set with the intention, not only the intention of love, unconditional universal love, but also it has codes in it from the company Nutri-Energetics that are embedded. So let's listen and go into this state. Set your intention to fill your heart and your whole system with pure, universal, divine love. you know what's really cool is when you start thinking of it, instead of healing, think of it as resonating health. Because when you really focus on resonating love and light all the time, I'm using love and light to, you know, as a catch-all phrase to mean anything that brings you into a higher state of consciousness, whether it's gratitude, compassion, love, oneness with your soul, which is another one we hadn't mentioned, or oneness with everything in the universe, then when you just resonate these higher energies, or another one you can do that I should not forget to mention is just being present in the world, being present with the beauty around you, being present with everything around you, and being present. You know, no judgment, no likes or dislikes, just, okay, that's what it is. It is frequency. It is a certain timbre. It is a certain song that's going on. It is a certain energy that's happening. And simply being present. So when you do that, and you focus on it that way, then the whole deal is that the pains and the issues, the illnesses don't come. You know, so that's really, really the ideal. Now, I've got one more song I want to play, and this is kind of in that vein of just creating a field around you of light, of wonderful frequencies and light that are just protecting you. So this song is about protecting you from EMF. That's the intention of the song. And again, there are these frequencies, again, from Nutri Energetics that are embedded in this song for EMF protection. This is also on the Body Field Sound Healing CD. So check this out. This is EMF Protection. also, God, just imagine if we could all get to a place where we're all in such a high state and resonated in a high state by everyone else around us that we never need healing again. Imagine that. So hold that energy. Hold that imagination. Hold that intention into the evening, into the rest of the weekend. Love and light for weeks and months to come, for years to come. Imagine lifetimes. We never have to focus on anything that's wrong again. Whoa. Thanks for listening. Take care.